First chapter at Mishnah 1. Aisha shenaflula nechasim ad shelo tisares. If a woman property falls to her, she inherits property before she was betrothed. Okay. Now this property will go into the marriage as something we call milug property, meaning that the woman retains ownership and risk in the property. If the property increases in value, she gets the increase in value. If the property decreases or it's lost, she takes the loss. And during the marriage, the husband has the right of use of their property, and he takes the fruits of the property. So this kind of property, if it falls to her before she was betrothed, and then she gets married, moedim beis shama beis hillel shemocheres v'nosenes v'kayam. Both agree that she is able to sell the property, and her sale is a valid sale. Because you'll appreciate that what's going on over here is that she has the right to the physical property, it's hers, but he's got the right to the fruits. So there's a tension between him and her. So do we allow her to sell the property or not? And the cases that the Mishnah is going to go through are going to be before betrothal, after betrothal, in between, you know what I'm saying, all the different cases. So the case we've just done is the first line on the table that you've got over there. She inherits before Arisin, and we now, before Nisuyin, may sell the property according to all opinions. That's the first line in the table you've got over there. Naflu la mishnisarsa. The next case of the Mishnah is that she inherits the property. She inherits the property after she was betrothed, and it's actually the third line there. She inherits it after Erusin, but we before Nisuyin now. By Shama Emrim. Timkor, she can sell it. Basil Omrim Lord Timkor. So it's a machlokes Basil and Bashama whether she can sell the property or not. Elu v'elu moedim shimachra v'nasna kaim. But both agree that if she does sell the property, bidi evet, it's a valid sale. So allowing her to sell it is a dispute. But if she does sell it, bidi evet, all agree that her sale then takes effect. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Lifnei Rabban Gamliel, Hoyel v'zacha be'isha, lo yiskim benachasim. He asked a question to Rabban Gamliel. Since a man, in a way, acquires the woman, shouldn't he really acquire the property? And that, it shouldn't be that she should be able to sell it. Amalahen, so they answered back, al hachadashim anuboishim. We are embarrassed about the case where she acquires property after they married. We're going to do that case over here, and the ruling is that the husband can seize the property from the buyer. We'll see if she sells it, the husband can go get their property back. Says Rabban Gamliel, we even embarrassed about that case. Ela shatim megalgin alam es hayeshanim. You're going to come and allow him to seize property that she got before she was even married. Don't bring that case. You know, we're not happy with that. Nachlila mishenisais. Next case over here, which is actually the fourth line. She inherits it after Erusin, and it's now after Nisuin. Elu v'elu moedim, everybody agrees that she'im machra v'nasna she'abal moedzi miyat ha'lekoiches, that if she sells it, then she can go get it back. So it's the last line. Inherits after Nisuin. All agree that the sale is not valid at all. So if she inherits the property afterwards, after they married, she can't sell it. She has no right to sell it, and everybody agrees. Ad shelo nisais, but if she's not yet married, but nisais, and then they get married afterwards, so she inherits it between the two. Rabban Gamliel, Omer im machra v'nas nakayim, if she sells it, then the sale is good. Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, he doesn't like that, says Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. Amar lifnei Rabban Gamliel, hoyel v'zaka be'isha, surely, again, the same kind of logic. Since the man acquires the woman, shouldn't he also acquire property? Lo yizke b'nechasim. So Amar lehem, they answered back, Allah chadashim anuboishin. We embarrassed even in the last case, after marriage. Ela shiatem megalglim elem es hayeshanim. Same, similar kind of answer as above. So that's the cases over there. So, you can follow it in the table, because it sets it out at each point, so it's a little bit easier to see in table format all the different cases. And we're just going to do the next Mishnah 2, because then Rabbi Shimon's going to fit in.